Divine Service 1, page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We chant the introit and the insert for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost.
Remember your congregation which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your heritage.
Remember this, O Lord, how the enemy scoffs, and the foolish people reviles your name. Do not deliver the soul of your daughter to the wild beast. Do not forget the life of your poor forever.
with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, almighty and everlasting God, you have commanded us to pray and have promised to hear us. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may direct and govern our hearts in all things, that we may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 32. The same night Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
please turn in the front of your hymnals to Psalm 121 and chant responsibly by whole verse.
Coming to him saying, "Give me justice against my adversary." For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We sing the hymn of the day, number 779. You may be seated.
Christian lives, prayer. We could describe our entire life as a Christian in two phrases, by word and prayer. You have heard the word of God. You hear it. You meditate. You ponder on it. You pray your heart's prayers to the Father. The stuff of the Christian life is a daily conversation. God speaks to us. And we speak to him. Parents, you tell your children, do this and that. You give them advice. You show that you love them. You come to them to meet their needs. You want your children to come to you with their needs. Dad, Mom, I'm hungry. I need something to drink. Can you help me with my math homework? Or whatever. Conversation day to day is what we have with God. And any conversation to be meaningful has to be two-way conversation. You speak and your friend speaks back to you. The Christian life is just like that. We have a conversation with the living God every day. For as you read your portals of prayer and you read His word to you, then you pray your prayer to Him. Today, our Lord Jesus Christ calls us in the parable of the unrighteous judge to pray to Him day and night. Think of how you pray during the day. At the light of day, over a cup of coffee, you pray the word of God in the morning to hear His word to you. At the light of day, you come to hear what He has to say, because we come with adoration and confession and thanksgiving and supplication to bring our needs before Him. We adore Him for who He is. We confess our sins. We give thanks for our many blessings, and we bring our supplications and requests to Him all day long. Then think of how you pray at night. The sun is going down, it's evening, it's bedtime, in the dark of night. You think of everything that has happened that day. The people, the job, the worries, the joys, the stress, the healing you need, the hope and the joy you desire to remove despair and give you hope. Jesus wants you to fervently pray to Him day and night, and do not give up. And that's what Jesus is saying to us today. So first we'll consider what prayer is. Like the widow asking for justice, bothering God, bothering Him and beating down the door till He hears. Secondly, what does it mean to have faith? To cry to the Son of Man as His elect. And thirdly, what does it mean to have a strong heart to pray and to not lose heart? So let's begin with the prayer. Praying like the widow, pray for justice, beating down the unrighteous judge until He helped her. Here our Lord Jesus Christ talks about persistent prayer in this parable of the unrighteous judge. So there's three people in this parable. Jesus is in a certain city somewhere, and as we all have civil governments and policemen, judges, congressmen and senators, in this town there is a judge. This judge tries to be objective. He fears neither God nor man. He may seem unrighteous, yet he wants to give people justice and hear things impartially. The widow, on the other hand, is desperate. She keeps coming to bother the judge and beat him down, continually coming. In Jesus' day, often a widow was helpless. If she did not have a husband, she relied on the neighbors and other family members to take care of her. And there now is her adversary. This might have been a very cruel man who is trying to persecute this poor woman. And she needs him to be shut down and to leave her alone. The judge, the widow, and her adversary. She does not give up. She pounds on the door of this judge until he will answer her prayer. Here, Jesus is comparing us to the widow. We are the one who continually beats on the door of God, saying, Lord, help me. Be my judge. Bring justice for me. And He wants us to not give up, but to bother God. This may seem strange to you, but persistence means you don't give up. If you need to get something from your neighbor, you bang on the door till he comes to the door and then ask your request. We don't just pray a prayer once, but I bet some of you have been praying for people for years and years and years, day and night. The reason our Christian life is by word and prayer every day was described by Paul this morning in his words to Timothy. By word, that is, the scriptures, the sacred writings, breathed out by God, inspired, the inerrant word of God that comes to you, read from that lectern and from this altar every week. You've known this, many of you, from childhood. You've been acquainted with the Word of God. You've learned this. You firmly believe it so that you're wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And the whole purpose of that Word, Paul said, to be profitable for you, to teach you, to reprove you, to correct you, to train you in righteousness, so the man of God may be equipped and competent for every good work. Rejoice that you come here and you hear the Word, and we bring our prayers before the Father, even remembering you on your birthday and your anniversary. And every day, day and night, you pray your prayers, Father God, the Judge in heaven, until He hears your prayer. Secondly, Jesus discusses what does faith mean. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith? Earth. He says, will not God give justice to His elect who cry to Him day and night? When we pray with faith. Faith shows fortitude. The Lord has said that He will hear what we have to say. So faith means we actually believe when we are praying that the Lord of the heaven and earth is listening to your petition and He will give justice according to His will, for His elect. A word about what it means, His elect. His elect, His true believers, justified by grace through faith, the elect, predestined in eternity. God chose us in eternity so that we have come to faith here in time. Because He wrote our name in the book of life, through the preaching of the gospel, the means of grace, of baptism, absolution, preaching, teaching, and Holy Communion, He has made you one of His elect, one of His chosen ones, through faith in Christ. You have a right to cry to Him day and night. He will give justice speedily. He is called the Son of Man. The Son of Man is a description of Jesus that we will see on the last day. The Son of Man coming on the clouds with all the angels with Him, and separate the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. The sheep, the believers, the goats, the unbelievers. And you notice Jesus asks an open question. He doesn't answer the question. Will the Son of Man find faith on the earth? Well, there's two ways to look at that. Yes, He will find faith on the earth. There will be the sheep on the right who have listened to Him. But as persecution and false teachers and false prophets, spiritual lethargy slip into the souls of people, will He find faith on the earth? We're going to be surprised when the Son of Man comes, who is in heaven and who is not. Many people have fallen away from the faith. There's always an excuse for not coming to church. There's always a reason to do other things rather than study God's Word. And the devil rejoices every time we listen to those voices instead of God in His Word. Will He find faith beyond the earth is for you and me to be sure that we have faith given by the Holy Spirit until the Son of Man comes. He could come today. He might not come for 1,000 years. When the Son of Man comes, He wants to find faith in you and in me. Teaching this truth of word and prayer, as Paul directed Timothy as a young pastor to, preaching that Christ Jesus will judge the living and the dead, His kingdom will appear, therefore until Christ comes, we preach, we reprove, we rebuke, we exhort, we are patient, we endure sound teaching. Reject all myths, itching ears, want to hear stuff of the world contrary to the Word of God. Avoid it all. So in the truth that you confess in the Nicene Creed in a moment, you are sober-minded, you can endure suffering, and do the work that God has called you to do in your vocation, calling. Timothy was called to be a pastor in his ministry, as I am called to be your pastor. But you have a vocation and calling where you too can exhibit faith in the Lord who says, pray to me day and night. And thirdly, he calls for us to have a strong heart, to not lose heart. Jesus told them this parable to the effect that they always ought to pray and not lose heart. A strong heart looks to Christ and holds on to him with all one's might. A weak heart takes our eyes off of Jesus and starts looking inside of ourselves. And we get weaker and weaker and more despondent when we do that. When we hold on to Christ, as Jesus said in this parable, to the effect that we pray without ceasing, do not lose heart, he's indicating, yes, there are things in the world that discourage you, but hold on to me with all of your might, with a strong heart. When you see a parent taking their child to the park, the little boy or little girl is holding on very strong to their daddy and mommy's hands, safe, knowing that they'll take care of me, protect me, whether it's in the playground or in the shopping mall. They're holding on strong. Well, that's you and me, like a little child, holding on to Christ with a strong heart whose word has come to us. And then we bring our prayers to him. You know, the Lord wants us to have a strong heart like Jacob. Now, the story you heard in the Old Testament lesson is astounding. The whole reason why Jacob was renamed Israel, and we call the Jews the people of Israel, is because Israel in Hebrew means man who wrestles with God. At the Jabbok stream, he wrestles with a man who we know is the pre-incarnate Christ who came down in human form. Peniel means he saw the face of God. He wrestles with Jacob all night. And Jacob later realizes this. I have seen God face to face. And he called this place Peniel, the face of God. Israel means the man who wrestles with God. This is what prayer is. It's wrestling with God. You can bring him your joys and also your sorrows. You bring to him your rejoicing. You also can bring to him your complaints. He's strong enough to hear them all. When you pray, you are wrestling with God himself through Christ Jesus, and you hold on to him. You do not let him go, so that we will all be Israel. Men and women who wrestle with God and hold on to him. So my friends, do not lose heart. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? God grant that he will find faith in you and me. When Jesus comes to judge the living and the dead, when he appears again, everything we see in the Holy Scriptures will be fulfilled, and we will see with our own eyes Jesus upon the clouds of heaven. He is our righteousness. We are in his kingdom by grace through faith, because he is the atoning sacrifice for our sin, because he is our mediator and the go-between. We go through Christ to God the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit, he hears our prayers. On a practical note, make a prayer list and keep it in your Bible. I pray for every one of you during the year by name, including your children and your grandchildren. You pray for me as your pastor. Have a list. Write your prayers down. Keep it in your Bible. Add to that list, continually holding that list before you. We pray here in the divine service. You pray with your family. You pray by yourself. Prayer shows your love and concern for other people. Have a prayer list. Continue to pray in adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. With faith, prayer, and a strong heart, may we each and every day pray to the Lord day and night. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. The Nicene Creed, page 158, we stand to confess. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, that I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, the righteous call to you day and night, and you answer them speedily. Grant us faith to rest securely in your mercy and justice as we await the coming of the Son of Man. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, Timothy was charged to preach the word in season and out. Grant us faithful pastors, teacher, laymen, men and women, who are faithful voices to your word, to bring the word of God to those who have not heard, to those who are lost in error, to those who have fallen away, to those who are weary. Bless the work of this congregation, Trinity Lutheran Church. Raise up many others who will serve the next generation to come. And bless Pastor John Tate and his wife Erica as they serve as missionaries in the Dominican Republic. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you caused the sacred writings of your scripture to be proclaimed through all generations. Encourage and strengthen parents and teachers and the children who hear God's word, that we may be trained in righteousness and equipped for every good work. This week, bless Hart Brown, Johnny Jones, Alan Hager, and Emma Peters, and also Kurt and Gail Strong, Alan and Kim Hager, Tommy and Carol Ward. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we thank you for the rain this past week. Be with us and provide our daily bread in the midst of drought conditions, but also be with those in the afflictions of the storms. Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that you fulfill all of our needs according to your will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Judge of all, grant justice to those who suffer wrong. Give wisdom and understanding to all leaders in all nations, especially our own, that they may punish evil and reward good. Fearing God and respecting man properly. And grant, Lord Jesus Christ, you continue to be with those who serve in the government, those who serve as police and firefighters, and those who serve in the military, defending our freedoms. Mike Gobble, Emily Shelton, Alex Latham, Ricardo Matanga, Eli Wiley, Courtney Tate, and Danny Green. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, because you neither slumber nor sleep, deliver us from all evil. Especially we beg you to keep the lives of those who face sickness, injuries, and troubles. Especially Candy Darmody, Lindy Shev, and Kay Coffey, Jay Gallagher and Dwayne Rosowski, Jeannie Brinketter, Scott Miller, Tim Anderson, and Lupe Sepulveda. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, you desire for us to come to you in prayer and not lose heart in the midst of suffering. Renew our faith by the proclamation of the gospel to cry to you day and night. You are our keeper. Guard us when death draws near. Grant that we would be found faithful in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
As we gather the offerings, please take the pad at the end of the pew, tear off a sheet, and fill it out, and pass it to the neighbor next to you. The completed sheets can be placed in the basket in the narthex as we depart. We gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Offertory page 159, we stand to sing. Send your only begotten Son into our flesh, to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentance, joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. The true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Thank you.
strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Upon you with favor and give you peace.